Sacred Journeys 2 is a reflection of New Mexican cultures through dance, music, and spoken word, happening this Saturday and Sunday at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. And I have two of the choreographers with me, Jock Soto and Vladimir Conde Reche. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Jock, you grew up in Gallup. You've had a career with New York City Ballet. Tell me what, growing up in New Mexico, what part of that culture expresses itself through dance?
Well, I was born in Gallup, and we lived here for a long time before I left for New York, but I started doing Native American Indian dancing with my mother. She was the first female hoop dancer on the Navajo Reservation. So she taught me how to do that, and I loved it so much that when I saw ballet on television, that's what attracted me to ballet, and that was the next step for me, just to do ballet.
Because dance was a natural extension of life and culture.
Yes, yes, it was, and it still is. I go back to the Pueblo in Taos every now and then and watch them dance and all that stuff. I haven't been there when Robert Mirabal has been there, but I go there occasionally. He lives quite close to there.
And the show is a collaboration with Native American flutist Robert Mirabal.
Yes, and it was our goddess of a director, Patricia Dickinson. It was her vision a few years ago, and she made it come true last year. And so people loved it so much that we're doing it again, obviously, and hopefully we'll get to do it much more. But it's really kind of special, especially with his music. And I'm actually choreographing to his latest music, which is fairly new. So it's very exciting to work with him and to see how the choreography works with his music.
And Vladimir Conde Reche, you've choreographed quite a bit in New Mexico. You're originally from Sao Paulo. How do you see the New Mexico culture as an outsider and the collaboration between dance and Native American music?
Well, music was a great part of my growing up in Brazil. It's part of my DNA. And I feel that Robert has that in general. His music, for me, becomes more than intuitive. It's from within. I think that his music brings so many different cultural aspects that, for me, it does transcend New Mexico. It has its roots, has its strength, its power. I believe that when you hear his music, you draw the power from the culture that he grew up with, and he's so enthusiastic about sharing. I must say that when I spoke again with Patricia, she invited me to the dish. She said, you know, one thing that Robert liked was that people don't try to be literal to his music, trying to be, you're going to choreograph native. Is going to be a native choreography, and that's something that he was not necessarily interested in. So looking to that abstraction was something that really pleased me, because, like I said before, I think his music transcends more than what you see here. It's so culturally grounded that it's universal.
And the music, like you said, it does transcend. It transcends genre and becomes something that's on a different plane, really, on a more spiritual plane. Is that part of the approach to choreographing it? Understanding the message of the music before you can really physicalize it?
I fell in love with the music itself. Just the beat that he has, the rhythm that he has and the movements, it just made me want to move and dance and stuff and see what it looks like. And also, I think what I talked to him about last year is I said, you know, I'm not trying to make a story. I don't want to make a story out of your music. I just want to do pure dance. You know, something that I'm bringing back from New York City, all my years of being in New York City with the New York City Ballet, you know, that is just abstract dance. And you can, whatever comes into your mind when you see what we've choreographed, that's your imagination. We shouldn't have to plant that into your body. And his music speaks for itself. So that's what's really exciting about choreographing to his music.
So it's really like a production of pure expression, pure music.
I think so, yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
Sacred Journeys 2 is a reflection of New Mexican cultures through dance, music, and spoken word, a collaboration with two-time Grammy Award-winning Taos Pueblo musician Robert Mirabal. It's a partnership of the National Hispanic Cultural Center and Festival Ballet Albuquerque. Two performances Saturday at 7 p.m., Sunday 2 p.m. at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. Tickets available at the NHCC box office, 724-4771, or online, nhccnm.org. And Jock Soto and Vladimir Conde Reche, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you, Brad.